Hi, everybody. This is Andy Hsu. We're broadcasting today from Ipswich, the Edmonds County Achievement Days. This report brought to you by Cambie's Pass, First State Bank, Merrimbeel Insurance, and Rocktuff. And we've got Catherine with us right now. And Catherine, I always ask how much work goes into a show and preparation like this. It seems to me like you got a whole bunch of ribbons. So what did you have to do?
It takes a lot of work with your animals to get them calmed down. A lot of it is just the prep work beforehand with the weeks and months leading up to the shows. We've showed a couple times already, so a lot of our sheep are already used to this, so we have to do a little bit less work, but we still have to trim them all down and everything before we go into the ring. So,
if you don't mind me asking, what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a junior.
You're a junior. So that means that you're concentrating on college, maybe. You're starting to think about that. You got to get grades. Do you participate in athletics?
Yep, I am a volleyball player and I do track and field.
So how do you manage the time?
You just kind of got to decide what's important to you. And my dad helps a lot.
Well, we've got Dad here right now. And tell me a little bit about the relationship between parents and kids when it comes to 4-H.
So my job is basically to get them fed right, and the kids do all the breaking them the lead and getting them through the show ring and showing them off out there, and so it's a good partnership.
Did you do 4-H as a child?
Yep, I was in 4-H as a kid, and livestock nutrition's my livelihood, so that's my focus. But
so generationally, this is something, this is an organization that brings families closer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's an opportunity for parents to work with their kids on a project and take it all the way from start to finish. So,
I don't imagine there's a deflated chest either when you see her come out with a purple wet ribbon, right?
No, it's kind of nice. When they do a good job of showing them off and we have them ready for them to take in the ring, that tops it all off when they win. So,
and Catherine, are you going to do anything else besides Edmonds? Are you going to other shows?
I will go to Brown County in a couple weeks and then State Fair at the end of September, August, or whatever.
Yep. So. Well, good luck to you. Thank you so much, and congratulations on a great day.
Thank you.
Once again, this is a report from Ipswich in the Edmonds County Achievement Days, brought to you by Rocktuff, Merrimbeel Insurance, First State Bank, and Cambie's Pass. And we'll be back with more from Ipswich in a few moments here on the stations of the DRG Media Group.